The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Fucking shoot me.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
As Big Fatty alluded to, actually he didn't allude to it, he talked about it. And before I go any further, I want to thank that very kind man for always remembering. I'm sure he has a huge book that he lists all this crap, but he always remembers. He always remembers birthdays, anniversaries, this, that. He remembers and he calls and he's his kindness. Your kindness is not unnoticed, my friend. So thank you. Thank you for acknowledging what I'm going to talk about right now.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fucking shoot me.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2555. BFO for Monday, the 16th of October, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna recap the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, fallers. Big Fatty, did you fall and you couldn't get up? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're fallers because y'all, Monday is supposed to rain. 75% chance of rain on Monday. And y'all, then the high. Let me just go over here because this forecast has changed from what the weather rat was saying at the end of the week last week. Y'all, it's the high on Monday is supposed to be 83 degrees, and then it's going down to 60 degrees. It's 60 degrees Sunday night. Monday night, it's going down to 52 degrees, and y'all, then the high. The high on Tuesday is only 68 degrees. And y'all, we're in the mid-70s the rest of the week. Big, fatty old people talking about the weather. Next thing you know, you'll be telling us about your medications. Well, I did put my medications, put them in my little plastic pill. But big, fatty, that's part of the weekend. You're supposed to play the music. Is not the music I expected you to play. No, I've got to do this before I tell you about the... Oh, okay. Today, the 16th of October, is a very special day. We have not one, not two, but we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, Big Fatty 3. Y'all, the first. Y'all, he's just recently moved from the Hatlanta out to the San Francisco. Y'all, it is none other than that extra special Chris. Big Fatty, I thought he was just somewhat special. Well, that's somewhat special Chris now, I guess. Y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all used to be up there in the Wisconsin, and now y'all lives out there. I think he's in Denver in the Colorados. Big Fatty, it's none other than that R.C. Martinez. Oh, Big Fatty, we love R.C. Martinez, and y'all, we've met him several times at the Pride 48, and y'all. Then the third celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, this year is a lot of fucking that goes on in January. Well, there's nothing else to do in January. it is my emigrated straight boyfriend. He is up there in the Michigan. Yes, Big Fatty, with Tara. It's true. Y'all, it is none other than Nord.
Thank you for calling.
Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see a somewhat special Chris or R.C. Martinez or Nort on the 20 or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that somewhat special Chris and R.C. Martinez get a big old piece of cake. Oh, you're not... You don't want not to have a big old piece of cake? No, Big Fatty. He's going to get a big old piece of pudding, which is Mexican for cake. I didn't know that. Yes, Big Fatty, he loved the spotted dick, too. I don't know if you knew. Oh, that sounds like it needs a medicated salve. Yes, Big Fatty, spotted dick for naught.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you, it was Thursday evening when I recorded the Friday little show. And, y'all, I went to the coal mine on Friday, and, y'all, Larry Clyde was not there on a Friday. He's, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but his mother... his hat arena had a fall in her home, and he's had to spend some time with her, and and so he was taken for right day off to help her get things in order. And y'all, she's doing much better. I think she's just a little unsure, or I shouldn't say unsure on her feet, but she's she's just. You know, I think that I think she's probably just scared that she might fall again, and so she's got to get her confidence back. And the way to do that is to get up and move around and all. But y'all, Thursday night, I put on that boneless poke roast in the cracker pot, and y'all, I woke up for right day morning, and y'all, that poke roast smelled so good. It was the aroma that woke me up. Big Fatty, usually it's a vulgar aroma that wakes you up. Well, maybe so, but went to the coal mine, and y'all, it was kind of a quiet day on Friday, and Vader was only there I think half a day. I think he was going to hide away for the weekend. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, it was a nice day, and lots going on at the coal mine. And so anyway, the time went by fast, y'all. I'm working on my next to the last big project before I retire. And so I was working hard on that. Yes, Big Betty. And the time went by. You know, when you're busy, the time really just flies on by. And got home from the coal mine on Friday. Y'all, went on a nipple walk around Fat Acres here. And, you know, y'all, I told you a couple of weeks ago there were 88 houses. Now, this is not count the townhouses that they've almost completed building all of them. But y'all, there were 88 single family homes here in Fat Acres that were under some level of construction, whether it be they were just pouring the foundation. They got to start with the foundation before I count it until people actually move in. 88. And so y'all, for right, y'all, I decided I would check and see how many empty lots there still were. 20. there was only 20 empty lots left, that there's no construction going on. And y'all, then of the 88, I think there were 37 that people weren't actually, you know, the houses weren't completed enough to have people living in them. So y'all, Fat Acres is filling up. Yes, Big Fatty. And it'll be at completion here before you know it. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, I did that. Y'all, then I sat down for right evening. Y'all, I had me a little bit of that poke roast for my supper, and then y'all, I turned on the sports ball. There was the sports ball game with the Syracuse and the Clemens, and y'all watched it until I was ready to go to bed. You know, it gets darker here nowadays. So it's easier for Big Fatty to be ready to hit the hay. Yes, Big Fatty, the poor hay. So y'all, I stayed awake as long as I could, but my friend Jerry, you know my friend Jerry, I've talked about him before. He and one of the owners of the hotel, we'll call him Daddy Tim. Big Fatty, Daddy Tim. You know, they enjoy the Clemens. They were not happy. Let me just tell you, because the Clemens won't lost. Big Fatty. But y'all got up Saturday morning. There was a coolness in the air. So y'all, I fixed my coffee, and I sat out on the veranda of the villa and read the newspaper and drank my coffee and had me a little brufkus. I don't remember what I had. Oh yeah, I do. I fixed me a grilled bacon and cheese sandwich for my breakfast. It was delicious. I piddled around here at the villa, and y'all, then what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. You're telling us. I took a little nip a nap, turned on the TV machine in the love chamber, and you know, there's lots of sports ball on Saturdays, and y'all, I just fell asleep and drooled all over the pillow. Big Fatty, better that than pooping the bed like a baby. I woke up, and y'all, I had taken out, I was out of sausage balls. And so, y'all, I had taken out a pound of hot and a pound of mild sausage, and I'd cut them in half, because the recipe, Big Fatty, do you need to play the recipe? No, I've given this recipe before. It's a pound of sausage and a pound of cheese, shredded cheese. And so, y'all, I'd put that in a bowl and let it come to room temperature. And y'all, I made a batch of the sausage balls and put them in the freezer. Yo, what, I fixed those from time to time for my brufkus. Have about four or five of them with my brufkus and my coffee. And it's just a nice little something to hold me over till lunchtime. And it did that. And y'all, then I fixed, what did I do? Oh, I had taken out a pound of ground beef. And y'all, I was going to make the Italian Mussolini spaghetti. And have that to eat during the week. But y'all, I didn't have any of the crushed tomatoes. Big Fatty, I didn't think you liked tomatoes. I like it when it's in spaghetti sauce. Oh, okay. So y'all, I browned the ground beef and half an onion I had, and y'all, then I found another half a pound of sharp cheddar cheese, and I just put it in with it, and just kind of, y'all, it was kind of like the cheeseburger macaroni hamburger helper without the noodles. And y'all, I don't know what happened, but y'all, it made me extremely gassy. Big Fatty, no one surprised there. So I had that and watched a little bit on the TV machine. You know, Gavin is visiting his parental units out west, so there was no little show to participate in. And, you know, the Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O., they couldn't be bothered. Big Fatty. Anyway, so y'all, after I was just watching some things on the TV machine about 8 p.m. Y'all, I had done a what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. I had FaceTimed that granny, and granny said, "Oh, I don't know if I'm going out to the bar tonight." And I'm going, "Oh, yes, you are." And "Oh, no, I hadn't decided yet, y'all." He was going out with some folks, and he was going to eat. And you know, he gets bloated. "Yes, Big Fatty, what else is new?" "Oh, bloated, granny." And but anyway, got out to the bar, and Granny and Durwood were there. Big Dick showed up, and a couple of other folks. Our friend Scott decided to come out. He usually comes out with Granny, but he came out on his own. And our new friend Jeremy, who's cute as a button, but he came out, and we just had a real good time. Y'all, I couldn't believe it, though. Both Granny and Durwood were ready to leave before Big Fatty was. And, you know, Big Fatty's always the first to leave. "Yo, Big Fatty, are you sure it's still not the full moon?" "Well, I don't know. Maybe we're still having the effects, although that's been a week and a half, so I don't know." Anyway, got home and slept like, "Yes, Big Fatty, clean those sheets." "No, I just made up the bed." "Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just baby poop between the sheets." And then on Sunday, y'all, I was feeling ambitious, I guess. And y'all, I cleaned the floors in both of the bathrooms and mopped them, and the floor in the kitchen here at the villa. And y'all washed my clothes without your underpants. That's right. Don't wear underpants. And wash the bath mats and things like that. So y'all, it's been a very productive day. And caught up on some programs on the TV machine, y'all. And then I've just talked to the Hatterina, and she seems to be doing well. She's worried about one of her friends. One of her friends is just kind of, I think she's losing her mind, y'all. And that just, I think that's depressing for the Hatterina. But just tried to keep her spirits high and things like that, because you know, as you get older, like you, Big Fatty. Y'all, the other thing I was going to tell you at the bar Saturday night, Granny announced that he had received his first Social Security check. Big Fatty, that's lovely. He's on a fixed income now. It's true. And y'all, I think that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, every time I see Granny, I said, "Granny, how's retirement?" And y'all, he gets the big... Oh, did I see? He gets the biggest grin on his face, y'all. It just makes me smile to see him. And he goes, "It's wonderful." And y'all, it makes Big Fatty get excited, too. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal? You know, she's on her cruise of a lifetime down the east coast of the U.S. of A. And Vera, I know Digger is out there in Walnut Hills looking out for those darling children and the four-legged pups. What do you got to say?
Fucking shoot me.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Big Fatty, did he set off the deer urine sprinklers in Walnut Hills?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.